Dennis James, everybody. More of him tomorrow. Welcome. I see people are still greeting and hugging as it's as these things happen here. We don't have any wedding announcements to make yet, but this is Rick Prelinger's night, so kick us off, Rick.
Thank you. This will all be in PowerPoint this evening. So this program tonight is part didactic, part wish fulfillment, part aggressive. It's all of these things. It should be fun. We've got, as I said earlier today, I think this is a major cultural event because of some of the people and some of the work that's going to be shown here tonight. We're going to begin sort of ignobly, I'm afraid, with a little bit of video. It's a film that there's only one available copy, so we're actually looking at this on beta. I was interested, you know, I have, of course, a tremendous interest in film that's produced outside the normal studio realm and with smaller means of production. But in this case, I thought it would be nice to try to recognize a real studio that did work both for Hollywood and for the for many sponsors and for the military and for the CIA, Jerry Fairbanks Productions. I don't think that there's been enough attention focused on non-Hollywood films that were made in Hollywood. And so this is a film that was made. It's a promotional film sponsored by Jerry Fairbanks, a tour of his studio just after the war. Aside from Jerry's own history, which is unpublished, I don't think that tremendously much has been written about the company. Something's been written about his pioneering work in television. But let's tour his studios, and then we'll put the video era behind us and move on to celluloid. So thank you so much for coming.